What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouzier himself said when he talked to the media last time, hey, I stay healthy. It's all good. When I can play, I produce. Can you play? Can you stay on the field? Goes back to this Ravens secondary. I mean, we know they're loaded with talent. What's the availability going to be moving forward? Speaking of injuries, boy, the Haney Schlepwak work quick. Talked about Hunter Harvey earlier in the hour. Like 5 minutes literally after we were talking about him. Crawl on MLB Network, Hunter Harvey placed on the IL, adductor strain. I mean, that's a guy that had all young. Remember how skinny he was when the Orioles took him in 2013? Now he's a big, massive guy. Throws hard, got all the repertoire when it comes to the pitches. He just cannot stay on the mound. And, you know, became a bullpen piece in Washington, and then Kansas pitched against the Orioles in the playoffs last year. Hurt again. Goes back to the risk versus reward. He was a draft pick that didn't pan out. And we get in all that, and we will next hour. But come on, man. Got to spend some dough. You have no other choice. Well, the development part's not working out for you down on the farm.
Whether it was the old regime where they did take swings and not one of them panned out. I mean, I guess you could say, okay, Zach Britton panned out in the sense that he gave you good seasons here as a valuable closer, but he was supposed to be a starter. So if your biggest success stories are him and I guess Brian Mattis was a good reliever for a couple of years for the Orioles, yeah. But again, supposed to be a starter, those aren't really victories. You know, how many guys, and they're not alone, how many guys have had to be converted to bullpen or were a complete bust in terms of being a starter?
D.L. Hall comes to mind.
Right. Well, at least you were able to trade him and get something for him. So again, old regime tried, failed. New regime hasn't even been trying in taking pitchers at all. So either way, you should be spending. Should be spending on pitchers. So I think the time is up to try to wait for good pieces to come to you. The time is over to wait for value. Go out and be aggressive. Maybe I have different views on spending in baseball than other people do, but I don't view the Orioles as a small market team. I think that that's BS.
No, I'm with you.
I think that that label has been thrown out there, and people, myself included in the past, have just willingly gone along with it and fed into it as a way to say, oh, you know, that's the reason why we can't compete with the big dogs. You can't spend like the Dodgers and the Yankees, but it doesn't mean you have to spend like a bottom five team, where the people right next to you in the payroll standings are teams that are actively trying to lose on a year-to-year basis. That just shouldn't be. And I've said it many times, and I stand by it. There's no serious penalty for overpaying in baseball. There is the competitive balance tax, or a luxury tax, which amounts to, what, the Dodgers are the biggest offender there. They paid a little over $100 million in their competitive balance tax. To you and me, that's life-changing money. that's a big deal.
Right.
That's something to freak out about.
How about 1 mil?
Yeah. For the Dodgers, who have already spent 300 mil plus on their payroll, the owner's already shown a willingness to spend that money. What's another 100 million? He doesn't care. He cares about winning and fielding a winning team. This isn't about big market, small market, TV, contracts, and all that. None of that matters, to me at least.
Yeah, and the Orioles, they can live in the upper middle class financially. And I know attendance is down, and losing has a lot to do with it. But David Rubenstein has made it clear, well, one, he's got faith in Mike Elias, and we'll know soon whether or not it's blind faith or not, because Brandon Hyde was sacrificed a few months ago. But he's willing to do what it takes within reason. And like you said, they're not spending Dodger money. They're not going full on. Even San Diego spends a ton of dough. Not even like that, among others. But they can live a little higher than Tampa, higher than Cleveland, and some of that, Milwaukee. They can even level up to that. Well, they have historically. We'll see if they do. And okay, assume. Could be wrong. Assume that Rubenstein's willing to go that extra mile, extra zero. Is Mike Elias a guy that you would trust to make that sort of purchase? I mean, the Tyler O'Neill signing turned out to be a questionable one. And now he's going to be on the team next year because I don't think he would opt out. That would be a foolish decision on his part. But is Mike Elias a guy that you think, and I'm talking to you, obviously, Nolan, and our listeners, is capable of going out there and, you know, playing with the big boys when it comes to bidding for free agents here? And right. What do you do to entice them to come here outside of overspending in a crazy way? Because they were all in on Corbin Burns. Maybe the length of the deal wasn't what he necessarily wanted, but he went home. He literally, he lives where they have spring training. So that was a no-brainer with young children, but willing to do that for somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, I got to see it. And my trust level is very low just because he's created a lot of holes for himself. And, you know, he'd shown in the past that he wasn't able to, you know, spend on one or two pieces to put a good team over the top. Well, now you've got even more holes to fill. I just don't have that trust level. I'm willing to change my opinion. I'm very much in a wait and see with him. I mean, I don't think he's going to get fired this offseason. He's going to have the chance at least one more year to try to turn this thing around. I want him to do it, and I want him to change his methods. I think very early on in this offseason, we're going to get an indication of that. I'm already concerned based on the decision to prioritize a potential draft pick in 2 years from now over two known commodities, but that's just one part of it. Manager decision. If we hire Brandon Hyde 2.0, again, that's not changing your methods or your philosophies. If you're not active at the winter meetings, that's not changing from what you've done in the past. If you continue to roll out the same strategy again and again and again, why should I feel different about the direction this team is heading? You have to change something at some point along the line. You have to be willing to adapt. And so far, he's not willing to do that.
Spitty and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's with the Ravens. We'll hear from him in the 1 o'clock hour. Stay around for that one. Me and Nolan are coming back, though. News from the NASCAR. Speaking of the Ravens, going to hear from John Harbaugh, among others. Buy or sell 12:15. Ryan Divish talks about the Mariners. Why are they so good? And how real are they in regards to being a World Series threat? I think they're extremely real. Back to your phone calls. And then we'll just roll. We're going with the flow, man. Orioles taking on the Mariners tonight. We'll be at Pickles Pub. Me, Jim Hunter, Joe LaCroix. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Come on down, say hello. We start at 5:30, but we're there earlier than that because we like to mingle with the people.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.